Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Welcome to the Greater St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, coming to your homes live from Portland, Oregon. We are a people of worship, work, and prayer, ready to serve the Lord, ready to serve with the community, and ready to withstand the enemy. Thank you for choosing to worship with us today. It is our prayer that during our worship experience, that your love for God will be intensified, your faith be stirred, your hands get to clapping, and your feet get to dancing. After this song of preparation, be prepared to join Pastor Kimberly K. Black and the Greater St. Stephen's Church family as we bless the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless your name today, Jesus.
Dwelling
times, and his praise shall continuously be in my mouth. My tongue will make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify. Come on and magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. You know what the word magnify means, don't you? It means to make big. I don't know what you got on your mind right now, but make it little and make Jehovah Jireh big. Make your Savior big. Make Jesus big in this place. Hallelujah. Right there in your home while you're sitting on the couch. Well, maybe you're in the hospital, in the nursing home, wherever you are this morning. Make him big. Amen. Make him big. Ah, we give all glory and honor to God, for truly God is good and he is worthy of all of our praise. Oh, bless his name, bless his name, bless his name. We just honor the presence of the Lord today, and we are so grateful that he has blessed us with life, health, and strength, that he has clothed us in our right mind, and that he has given us the activities of our limbs. Amen. Don't you know that there's somebody somewhere that don't even know that they are in pain? They don't even realize that today is June 24th. Okay, July. Amen. It's somewhere. They don't even know. They think it's still June, though. You know that? Because folks go in comas, and they go back to remembering the last, well, when I was, you know, what you talking about is July. It's June, no. But we are blessed today. We are blessed today. And we owe him another praise today. So we honor the presence of the Lord that's here in this place. Thank God for Deacon Gwen being present, our men here. All of you, our mothers, amen, our mothers. And our deaconesses and all of you, my brothers and Lord, even to those that are joining us on Blog Talk, amen. We're having some technical difficulties. You all can hear us, but we can't hear the music. So Sister Kamisha is working on that so that we can be ready to move forward. We might have to sing today, y'all, amen. We might have to sing today, but we're going to praise and magnify the name of our God. I'm going to ask if Deacon Gwen would come and do our opening prayer. I cut some things out this morning so that we could get right in the word at 12. And I told my son, I'm trying to be home before the heat woke up. He said, Mom, you're a little late. Amen. But we're going to try. My phone said about 1 o'clock is when it was going to get heated up. I hope that we're on our way out. I didn't turn on all. I turned the, how hot? I don't know, about 90. About 90-something, about 1. Because it was 71 on my way here. So I turned out the lights, Brother Farrell. You noticed it went kind of dark on you. But I turned off some of the lights so that we could stay cool. Amen. And if we need to, we can turn the fans on. But I'm hoping to teach today. I was in a teaching session. You all know that we are students always. Amen? And yesterday morning I got up and we got on the line with Bishop Obi. He used to live in Lacey, Washington, but now he's in some part of Texas. And we're doing this minister's training at the end of the year. It's going to be a year, so we just started. So at the end of the year I'll have a certificate from his institution that he is affiliated with in Washington. Ella Manyweather is joining it with me. But something he said yesterday, and I got so excited about, is that pastors ought to go back to teaching and stop doing so much preaching. And we ought to encourage the congregation to study the Word of God. And so I got excited because ever since the pandemic, we have been teaching.
Yes.
And he said, it's okay if they know what your sermon text is going to be about next week. Y'all have known for a whole year what I'm going to be preaching from, right? Amen. It's been a Sunday school lesson. Amen. You don't come in here like, oh, I wonder what she's going to preach today. Because you have the opportunity to study and be ready. Amen. And so today we're going to be looking at the last chapter of I Am a Church Member. If you didn't pick up a book as you came in, please make sure you have one because that's where we're going. I'm not going to be following per se everything that man has said in the book because there's so much more that I wanted to cover. And so Deacon Gwynn is coming at this time to give us our prayer. Following our opening prayer, we will do welcome into this place and we'll have our pastoral observations. We'll have a couple of songs of worship and praise, and then we'll go right into the word.
Father God, Almighty God, once again, I have been voted on this own good. Thanks, praise,
you plug that in.
Father God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for the land down there tonight.
Yes, God.
Welcome to the morning. Our mind is committed. We're ready for you. Oh. Rejoice in it and be blessed. For heaven, help us all. Father God, we thank you for being our God. Thank you for loving us, my Heavenly Father. Thank you for starting us on our day, my Heavenly Father. Thank you for looking over us as we slept last night, my Heavenly Father. And we thank you for everything, my Heavenly Father. Everything you've done for us and what you're doing and will be doing, my Heavenly Father. We thank you for the good days, my Heavenly Father. We don't only praise you when things are going good. We praise you, my Heavenly Father, when we're having a bad time. We're having bad days, my Heavenly Father. Because we know that good days outweigh the bad days, my Heavenly Father. And we just give thanks to you, my Heavenly Father. We just can't thank you enough, my Heavenly Father. Because you're so good to us, my Heavenly Father. You don't have to be hard. You don't have to be good to us. But the type of God you are, you're good and loving, peaceful, joyful to everybody, my Heavenly Father. You're an awesome God. And we continue to give thanks to you, my Heavenly Father. Father God, I pray to you this morning for a blessing on all my church family members. I pray, Father God, that the ones that's afflicted and the ones that are not afflicted. Touch this morning, my Heavenly Father. Touch with your loving kindness and your tender mercies and your healing power, my Father God. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to lift up our pastor this morning, my Heavenly Father. You continue to bless her, her family, her grandchildren, and her mother, her father, and continue to bless her with knowledge and wisdom to continue the work you chose her to do, my Heavenly Father. We also ask you to bless Elder Minnewether in her ministry, my Heavenly Father. Continue to give her the knowledge and wisdom and the strength and health to continue. Bless Elder Farmer in his ministry, my Heavenly Father. Pastor Sorrell in her ministry, my Heavenly Father. And all other men and women of God that bring and teach your word today, my Heavenly Father. It would be so wonderful if we could learn to live by the teachings of your word, my Heavenly Father. What a wonderful world. What a wonderful world this would be, my Heavenly Father. A beautiful world. This world you have created, my Heavenly Father. But it seemed like men have gone astray and trying to turn it into the devil's work. The devil is out there ruling, and he has followers. But what confuses me sometimes, my Heavenly Father, these people that's following the devil, do they realize that you're the one that woke them up in the morning? Do they realize that you see them through the day and what they do?
Yes, Lord.
And As the Psalm 71 says, please don't put me into confusion.
Uh-huh.
And that confuses me, how these people can be so, I don't know how to put it, God, but you know how to handle it.
Help us,
you know how to handle it, like,
help us, God.
But the devil is losing.
Yeah.
He's not getting anywhere. He's trying hard. Because he knows his time is not long.
Yeah.
But he won't quit.
Hmm.
But Father God, you in charge.
Yes, you are.
And you rule this world.
Yes.
And you control it. Because you are an almighty God.
Yes.
And we just love you, Father God. We lift you up.
Yes,
you're all we have. And all we have to do is serve you and worship and praise you. That's what you want from us, my Heavenly Father. And we thank you. And we love you. And we know you love us, my Heavenly Father. When we are down, you lift us up.
Yes, Lord.
When we are sick, you come to our healing, my Heavenly Father. And you just make us happy when we are sad,
yes,
my Heavenly Father. And you are an awesome God.
Yes, you are. Yes, you
and we
are.
Love you, my Heavenly Father.
Yes, we love you.
We worship you,
yes,
and we praise you.
Worship you.
Let everything have breath. Praise the Lord, my Heavenly Father. We owe you another praise. We're going to continue to give thanks and praise to you, my Heavenly Father. We're going to do everything to make you happy, my Heavenly Father. Because you're an awesome God.
Yes,
we love you. And we praise you, my Heavenly Father. You're worthy to be praised.
Yes,
and Father God, we're going to worship you, praise you with the highest praises. The hallelujah praise, my Heavenly Father. With all glory and all honor that all belongs to you, my Heavenly Father. We must remember, we the men do for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
We thank you. We love you. We worship and praise you.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for Mother Mays,
yes,
and that kidney transplant.
Yes, Lord.
And we know it's going to be all right. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be all right.
Yes.
So we thank you. We praise you, we love you, we glorify you, and we lift you up. In Jesus' name we pray. Glory be unto God. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Turned it off. Okay, start over.
Welcome into place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer up this praise unto your name. Come on and say it one more time. Welcome. Oh, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Welcome, welcome. You desire to abide in the praises. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts, as we offer Come on and help me sing it. Say nation. Nation, declare your glory and the universe declares your majesty. Yet you choose to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Come on, say welcome. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this broken vessel. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands as we lift our hearts. So we
put the baskets together. Amen.
So I'm asking the deaconesses if you can make Saturday morning available. I'll have everything here at the church. Deaconess Faye, you and Sister Janetta know how they looked last year. Amen. So if y'all can make that happen. Amen. Thank you, ma'am. So our deaconesses will pull that together. Our ministry women. Really, the women are supposed to be doing this, right? Because it's a women's ministry. Okay, so as many of you all can come out Sunday, especially Saturday, don't need a whole lot of hands, right? But on Sunday, we definitely need everyone here to make sure that the table gets set up. We have baby clothes. We have baby clothes. We have COVID supplies. We will have cleaning supplies. And so we want to have, we're going to have hot dogs and chips. And I think there's a popcorn maker over there. Okay, we're going to have, Sister Joyce had that? Okay, then I'm going to call Sister Joyce. Amen. Sister Joyce, if you're listening, we want you to come bring the popcorn. Amen. And so we're going to have popcorn. We're going to have snow cones. Okay, well, we're going to work on the snow cones, amen, because it's going to be hot, amen. And so we passed out flyers. I saw a young man, he put garbage in the garbage can this morning. So I rolled down the window and said, did you just put your garbage in the garbage can like this? He said, no, ma'am, what I do is as I walk in the dog, I pick up trash along the way. I said, well, thank you so much because it's great that we're taking care of our community. So I thought he was, you know, throwing away his garbage first. And I'm like, well, man, bro, you know, they don't pay those garbage bills, something. But I invited him to come back. And I said, you don't have to stay long. We just want to share with the community. We want the community to know that we are here. Yeah. Why? Because a church without a community and a community without a church is what? That's it. That's what we're saying now, y'all. We're going to be saying that all month now. So y'all need to get it. And so when I get to the end, y'all need to shout it out. It's what? That's right. So we want the community to know that we're here, we love them, and we're ready for them to come and join us as we fulfill the Great Commission. Amen. Been meeting so many people this week that are in search of church homes. And I don't know, you're welcome to come and join us. But it's a different type of church. Amen. It ain't that regular church you used to, amen. We're small and we're intimate. We know each other and we fellowship with each other. And the word of God is alive in us. We are a praying church. We are a worshiping church. And we are a working church. Amen. Amen. We are a working church. And so that's what I want to share. So that's next Sunday. I will be coming late next Sunday because I didn't know the women's ministry was going to move this event to 31st, and I had already accepted an assignment to go over to fellowship. I'll be preaching for them next Sunday at 10 a.m. So I solicit your prayers. Amen. So next Sunday at 10 a.m., I will be at fellowship, and as soon as I leave there, I'll be back over here with my Worship Off the Box t-shirt. Amen. Because that's what we're wearing next Sunday, our Worship Off the Box. So I will try to stop by and get t-shirts, because I know Sister Lisa don't have one, and Sister Vicky don't have one. You don't have one, Mother?
I have one, but I don't know where it is, and they moved it. It's still packed in one of the boxes, and I can't find it.
Okay, I'll try to make sure to get some more. Anybody else didn't get one last year? Okay, so I'll try to put in an order and see if we can get some more so that you can have a shirt, so we can all be together. Amen? We can be uniformed. Amen. Our 38th church anniversary. Woo! 38 years. That's a long time, y'all. That's a long time. And so we will be celebrating our 38th church anniversary on August the 20th and the 21st. August the 20th, we will be sailing on the Portland Spirit up the Willamette, the river, back down again at a church anniversary luncheon. The tickets for the luncheon are $50, so we want to make sure you get your tickets. I will have tickets next Sunday, but that doesn't mean you don't have to pay for your ticket now. Amen? And I want you to know that I have to know by the 7th of August if we need to get a bigger boat. So don't wait to the last minute and get your ticket. You be complaining, we got this little old boat. We got that little old boat because you waited to the last minute to get your ticket. So get your tickets early. And so if I need to get a bigger boat, we can get a bigger boat. Amen? But we want all of us to be on the boat. And somebody asked me, do I have to wear church clothes? I'm like, you're on a boat. You are on a boat. Come in boat clothes, you know. Don't leave your hop on the shore to your home, mommy clothes. But come dressed, you know, so you can enjoy the sunshine, casual. You might have to put on a hat because you want to get on the deck, not a church hat. But, you know, a big brim hat so the sun don't get on you, right? Because you might want to sit on the top deck because that's where we're going to be playing cards. Amen. We're going to have fun. Amen. Sister, we have fun. Amen. We enjoy the presence of the Lord in a great way. And we're celebrating not only our 38th church anniversary, but my 58th birthday. Amen. Amen. And yes, I'm accepting gifts. I'm accepting gifts. I am. Okay, amen. She must be getting text messages. The church anniversary luncheon tickets are $50. They're $50. And then our special asking, which is going to go into our church anniversary fund, is $50. So we're asking everybody to give $50 to the church anniversary. And if you want to go to the luncheon, you can give $50 to go to the luncheon to Mother Kimmins. So maybe you say, well, I don't want to go to the luncheon, but I want to help somebody else go. You can give $50 to Mother Kimmins so somebody else can go. Maybe you don't have the whole 50. Maybe you just got 25. Every little bit helps. Amen? Because we would like to see as many as possible with us as we celebrate our 38th church anniversary. Amen? Amen. So we're just truly grateful to God. Sister Kamisa, what you got over there? You got us? Okay, can you give us one song? And then we're going to jump right into the word. I think those are all of my announcements. Did I miss anything? Gloria? We did the visitor's mother, yes. And we did have Sister, tell me your first name again. Sister Barnett Stewart. Amen. We are so glad to see you too. Amen. They live in the building across the street. Yes, ma'am, they do. They do. Amen. I remember Sister Stewart from New Hope. Amen. We all went to New Hope together. So it's truly a blessing to have you all with us and to worship with us. And so we're grateful that you are here. Are there any callers on the line for the first time? I better check that. We do two things. We have people that are out of state and in hospitals and nursing homes, and they call in to our line. So I don't want to ignore them. But if there's anybody on the call on Blog Talk and this is your first time worshiping with us, you want to say good morning, hello. I think Sister Kamisha can bring you on live if you press one. Amen. If you press one. Amen. All right. So we don't have anybody. Let's stand to our feet as we do this song of praise and worship. I hope it's a good one so we can clap and kind of dance, and then we're going to jump right into the word. About one. Trouble rise, I'll hasten to
Let's shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Ooh, that was a weak shout.
Let's try it again. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to say thank you to all of our teachers this week that taught during Vacation Bible School. I appreciate all of you and taking out the time to prepare the lesson and to present it. It's not easy standing before a group of people. Amen. And sometimes your thoughts sit down when you stand up. And so I want to thank all of you. I do have something for you. So before you go home today, please make sure you see me. I have a little gift for all of you because I truly appreciate you using your gift, exercising your gift, and being a part of our Vacation Bible School. Amen. I told somebody yesterday, I said, yeah, we just finished Vacation Bible School. They were like, people still do that? I said, I'm from the old school. I'm from the old school. Whatever worked. It worked for me when I was a little girl. It's going to continue to work. Amen. Amen. So we have been studying. I am a church member. Everybody has a copy. But I wanted to kind of share some information before I jump into my message on today as I teach. Amen. I thank God for using my skill. If you want to hear me preach, meet me in fellowship next Sunday at 10 o'clock. Amen. As Mother Kim would say, when she go out, she show out. She be in rare form. And so we're right now, y'all just going to get this right here because we want to be better. Amen. But the book is divided into six chapters, and each title declaring something about the type of church member we should be. Chapter 1, it says, I will be a functioning church member. Every member is vital to the body of Christ. But when many of the members fail to use their gifts, the church suffers. You don't need to look at the book right now because I need y'all to look at me so you can say amen. And so you can hear what I'm saying. When people don't use their gifts, the church suffers. And I heard Sister Mona say, I'm still trying to figure mine out, and she's not the only one. There probably are some others still trying to figure out what is my gift. Well, can I help you out? If you write letters for your company that you work for, that is a gift. If you work at a bank and you was a teller, you know how to count money, you know how to add money, that is a gift. If you were a nurse or a doctor and you provided care for people on your job, that is a gift. And so everything that we do out in the world, we can do it right here in the church. Why? Because the world is coming in the church. Yes. And we need nurses. We need doctors. We need greeters. We need people to type. We need people to write. We need people to host. We need people to teach. We need people to clean. Brother Farrell, and that he can tie. He a one-man band. Because Deacon Gwen and Brother Kim is used to, they had a calendar. Yes. And all of them had a week to come down and clean up. But now it's just Brother Farrell. But we need some folks to get on that calendar.
I need you to be saying amen.
Yeah.
And don't nobody else agree, you need to be agreeing. We need folks to get on that calendar because you have a gift. If you have that disorder that everything has to be in place, and y'all know what I'm talking about. Don't be looking at me all strange. You know that's a disorder. Nothing can be out of place. If they moved the toilet paper holder over to the left and you went in the bathroom, you said, that's not where it goes. Come help us, because I got it too. I'd be liking stuff to be in order. Amen. So if you're not using your gift at your church is suffering. Chapter 2 says, I will be a unifying church member. This is in your book. You don't have to write it down. These are the chapters. That's what I'm giving you. The chapters. I will be a unifying church member. Church members have a responsibility to fight for church unity at all times. You are the one to stop the murmuring and the complaining, not the pastor. You are the one to stop the gossiping and the backbiting, not the pastor. It should never get to your pastor that there's discord among the body. Because everybody in here should be fighting for the unity of the church. Responsibility is to watch over the flock, and that's to preach and to teach the word of God so that people can be stronger and be wiser and ready for the second coming of Jesus Christ. I don't know what else I'm getting you ready for. I can't get you ready for your big day you're going to have. I don't know what day you got coming up. Maybe you're going to get married. Maybe you're going to turn 80. You're going to have a big party. Maybe you're going to travel the world. I can't get you ready for that because I ain't got no money. But I can help you get that ticket in your hand, a ticket for eternal life. So everybody here should be fighting for unity within the church. So when you hear it, we heard last week that you would lovingly rebuke somebody. Rebuke means to set in order. And if unity is the order of the church, you ain't doing nothing to hurt nobody's feelings. You're just getting it right back in order. All right. Chapter 3, I will not let my church be about my preferences and desires. This chapter was the most important chapter. That's what it said. This was the most important chapter because it talked about serving. Our sister Kamisha told us so plain, we are all servants. And we all know how to serve because you've been to a restaurant, and if your server is jacked up, you know how to get them straight. So we all know how to serve. And we know how we want to be served. And so if we know how we want to be served, then we know how to serve. Oh, come on, y'all. Talk to me. We know how to serve others. Chapter 4, which we did not read as a group, but I hope and pray you will go back and read this book. I want you to read the whole book. We bought these books. You didn't even have to pay for the book. The church bought the book because you gave them to the Sunday school, and we was able to take care of it. We didn't have to come back and say, can you give us $5 to buy this book for y'all? So read it because we are always, all right, thank you, daughter. We are always students. So read the book. Study the book. Get a good understanding of what it's saying. And if you don't know, call and ask Brother Farrell, Mother Gloria, Mother Timmy, Deacon Gwen, Mother Harris. Call and ask them, help me understand what this book is saying. What this chapter means. Because they have that gift of explaining things well. Oh, come on, y'all. Amen. All right. Chapter 4, it says, God works through the prayers of believers. We saw that last week when Mother Mays called and said, hey, y'all, I'm on my way to get this kidney. She was on the transplant list, I think Brother Sully said, 3 years and 7 months. Before, I think it was 3 or 4. So you can only be on it for 5. She got a kidney. She's doing good. Eating everything they bring her way. But she's not on a restricted diet anymore. That's right. Yes. So we have seen the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We've seen it. You all have prayed. You all have called out her name, my name, Mother Gloria's name, Deacon Gwen's name, Brother Kimmy. Y'all pray for everybody. And so you've seen the matter. I remember I was telling somebody, I was doing a homework assignment, and they were asking me about, so the homework assignment was for us to watch a yoga video and then to do yoga. And so I had to quickly tell my teacher that I do not do yoga, because yoga has nothing to do with my spirituality. Yoga opens up portals for other things, because people that practice yoga do Hindu or Hinduism, and they do witchcraft because they put their bodies in certain positions. And so I don't engage in that. But well, I did watch the video, and I did learn something very good about breathing, how important it is to breathe, a proper way to breathe, and breathe deeply. And then I started crying because I was sitting at my desk at work, and I started crying, and I thought about Deacon Gwen. And in 2017, I had a thyroidectomy, and they removed my thyroid. And the doctor was like, well, you're probably not going to sing like you used to. And Deacon Gwen heard that. And Deacon Gwen began to pray, Lord, I want her to sing like she used to. He began to pray that prayer over me. And it's coming back. And then I was talking to Elder McDuffie. He says, Pastor Black, I can give you some singing lessons to sharpen your tool. I said, oh, they better watch out. They better watch out, because that's what I've been wanting, is to get it back. Because, you know, sometimes I can pray and it gets hoarse. Sometimes I can preach and it gets hoarse. So that he can teach me, he's going to teach me how to work my voice so that I don't lose control of the volume. But chapter 4 says, pray for your leader. Pray for your leader. I notice here sometimes, I remember when we were going to Full Gospel and we would go to Pasadena and we would go to Bishop White's church, and they would start praying. And when they said, Lord, we pray for our bishop, everybody that was a member of Bishop's church went crazy. They went crazy. They started, bless his health, bless his eyesight, bless his finances, bless his mind, bless his body. You can hear the people all over. Even though that person just said, Lord, bless Bishop White, his congregation went in and lifted up prayers. Let's pray for our leader. Why is that important? I'm going to stop and ask. Why is it important to pray for your leader? Because the devil is busy, gives them love and support, encouragement. The leader prays for the body so they can lead, so they can see, so that they can have vision, so they can do the right thing. The Bible said where there is no vision, the people do what? Y'all ready to die? So you need to pray that your pastor has fresh vision. Not her own vision or his own vision, but vision that comes from God. Because we want to thrive. We want to live and declare the glory of the Lord. So it's important that you pray for your leader. Chapter 5 says, I will lead my family to be healthy church members. The church desperately needs more families who love the church and who worship, serve, and pray for the church. Some of us left some family members at home this morning. We cut down our worship service to 90 minutes. Couldn't they give us 90 minutes? Maybe they don't want to come and do 90 minutes of worship. Maybe they'll come next week and help set up. That's what I'm telling my brother and my son. Y'all ain't got to stay, but come set them tents up. Set some tables and chairs up so that we can do work and do ministry further. Amen? All right. chapter 6. That's the chapter we're going to be looking at today. I will treasure church membership as a gift. The book ends focusing on the need to see church membership as a precious gift. We need more church members who are grateful for the gift of the local church and their membership within the body of Christ. Grateful. Members need to be grateful for the gift of the local church and their membership within the body of Christ. I want you to do something for me. I want you to put your hand on your heart. And I want you to say this. I am a member of the church of God in Christ. Now, the Lord gave that to me this morning. And he was like, Kojic don't own the kingdom. Everybody is a member of the church of God in Christ. The only difference with us is that we believe that we are a missional church. That means we believe in doing the work of the Bible, the work of Jesus. Being Baptist is what you believe. Baptists believe in the, Baptists believe that the Bible is the inspired word of God written by men. Baptists believe in the Trinity of God, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Baptists believe in complete immersion of baptism. Okay? Baptists, we believe, we all have beliefs, but we all are members of the Church of God in Christ. Amen? I remember when Pastor Gary was living and we would go back to Monterey, California to the reunion at his church where he grew up at, and they would sing the song, this is the church of God in Christ. You can't be bought in. You must be born in. This is the church of God in Christ. And so he would look at me and he'd say, you can't sing that song. And he would be cracking up laughing because I'd be singing it just as loud as him. But we are a part of the church of God in Christ. And we have a responsibility. The church is the only plan of God to reach the world. The church is the only plan that God has to reach the world. It's the only organization that will last forever. Well, shouldn't you be treasuring your membership in the local church and in the body of Christ? The church with a big C. Now, we are the church. We are the temple where the Spirit of the Lord lives. The only time he lives in here is when we get in here. Because when Brother Farrell turns up all the lights and lock up all the doors, the Spirit of the Lord does what? He rests in here, definitely. But he leaves because we all leave. He goes with us. But I know that he rests in this place because people come in here and they say, oh, I feel the presence of the Lord. And y'all don't even be here. I've been in here on several occasions, and y'all wasn't in here. And people come in here and say, oh, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Why is that? Because y'all have prayed when you got in here. You worshiped when you got in here. And the glory of the Lord left a residue in this place. And he just sits and he just hover over us. And that's why when we get in here, he meets us in here. So the big C is only as strong as the little C. If you weak, big C is weak. And if the big C is the only plan that God has to reach the world, Lord have mercy. We are failing at the assignment. Y'all seen them TikTok videos? He knew the assignment. She knew the assignment. If we are weak, we are failing at the assignment to make the big C strong. So this book, chapter 6, the title is Treasure My Church Membership. I want to ask a question. I'm done with that book right now. I want to ask you a question. What does it mean to be a member of the church? Talk to me. What does it mean to be a member of the church? Do you just show up and come and sit on the pew? You're ready to serve. It's a part of the body. You come, the church, to be a church member, you have a responsibility to do what? I heard somebody say worship. All right. So you have a responsibility to come in here ready to worship. We don't have a praise team like some of the other churches. We don't even have somebody to play the piano, to play the drums. We don't have that. And so that means I've got to come in here with a praise. I can't wait till I get here to have a praise. I got to come ready. I got to come in here with a praise. All right? What else does it mean? What does it mean to be a church member? Being committed. We talked about that. To seek God. Okay? Willing workers. Okay? You're missing a few things. Come on. Okay. All right, have a mindset of Christ, okay? That comes with maturity, right? Let be practical with this conversation we're having right now. What else does the church need? Okay, that's true, he does. But I need to be practical right now. How do you keep the light on? You got to give. You gotta forgive. Yes, you gotta give. You gotta give. I said be practical. Y'all still being churchy on me. Being practical. Let's be real. Let's do this thing. Cause I remember somebody said, who was that that said there was a member here that said they didn't know how the light bill got paid. Who said that? Remember that? They said I didn't know how the light bill got paid. There was a member of this church. This is a long time ago. It wasn't recently. Long time ago. The light bill get paid because people give their tithes and their offerings. Don't you know we have insurance? We have a water bill. We have two gas bills. We have two light bills. Mother Kimmis and Mother Mays can't call down to PP&L and say, hi, we're from Greater St. Stephen's, and thank you for your services. And they're going to quickly come and turn the lights off. So being a church member is more than just coming. It's more than just giving of your tithes and your offering. You all have stated that. You've given us the tools that we need to be better members to the local body. Now, what about that big C?
Ooh, $5. Jesus calling.
What about that big C? What does it mean to be a member of the big C? What must we do? I heard you all give me some of those things. We must forgive. We must love everybody. Work together. What does Matthew 5 tell us to do? Go out into the highways and byways and compel men and women and boys and girls to come to Christ. As a member of the big C, we are to witness. We are to testify. We are to pray and live like believers. Not like the world. So like, well, I don't know what I'm called to do. I said, well, you're called to be obedient. That's the first thing you need to get under your belt. Because he calls you out of darkness to live in the marvelous light. And when you live in the light, you can't cuss folk out. When you live in the light, you can't gossip and lie. When you live in the light, you can't fornicate. You can't cheat. Oh, they gave me too much change. Praise the Lord. No, that ain't no praise the Lord. Now get that boy, that girl, that pill back, because they're going to be short. They might get five because they can't count, and they undone it one too many times. Look, yeah, say that kid, yeah. So being a part of the big C, we also have some responsibilities. There's some things we've got to do. We've got to let our testimony do the work for us. Let our witness cause men and women and boys and girls to come to Christ. Give them life to the Lord. As a member of a church, we each hold a unique place in this church. When you are missing, you are missed. Question for you. We've got some folks in our church we haven't seen all year. Has anybody called them besides Pastor? You know who they are. Just like I know who's been missing. You know. But has anybody besides Pastor called them? Don't answer. I know that we've been inviting people to come to church, and they always give us the excuse they're going to come, and they don't come. And we get mad, and we get discouraged, and we stop inviting them. Are we wrong for that? We're wrong for that. Because we got to continue to invite them, because we don't know what's going on in their life. We don't know what season it is. And they might be at the, I need the church, but brother, I'm gonna use Brother Farrell because you already said you, right? So I'm gonna use you right. They were saying, ooh, Brother Farrell ain't asked me to go to church with him. And I just don't feel comfortable just getting up and going on my own. So we each have a job to do. When we invite people to come to church, let's not think of it as inviting them to the local church. Let's think of it as I'm inviting you to the kingdom of God. I want you to make it to heaven just like I do. You ain't got to be judgmental about it. Just, hey, come and go to church with me this Sunday. Otherwise, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting God. And so when people are rejecting something that's good for them, do you stop offering it to them? No, you keep offering it to them. My dad don't like to take medicine. He 80. He think he's going to get hooked on something. I'm not talking about my dad behind his back. He's sitting right over there, okay, to our visitors. But he think he's going to, he's like, oh, his knee was hurting. And I told him yesterday, I said, take some Tylenol. It'll help take the pain out. You go on walking. We walk every night. And so he took the Tylenol. We got around the corner. He's like, ooh, that Tylenol works. Then he told me this morning, oh, I should have took some Tylenol. I was like, God, never leave home without it. What you want? It worked. I know it worked for him, so I'm going to keep offering it to him because I don't want to hear him say his knee hurts. I want him to walk. I want him to continue to build up his heart and his lungs. So you need to walk. If your knee hurts, take the Tylenol, bro. So we're not going to stop offering Christ to people just because they're rejecting the little seed. Know that it's bigger than you. I'm trying to help us treasure our gift of being a member of the local church and of the body of Christ. I think I'm doing pretty a better job than what he did. I just couldn't feel him at all. But many people think that being a member of a church just means I got to be there. It's more than that. It's more than that. Let's look at a couple of scriptures because we are in a teaching mode and I've got a few more minutes. Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. This will help you when your request of asking people to come to church because you'll know who you are. 2 Corinthians 5 and 20. When you find it, somebody read it with a loud voice. Mm-hmm. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20.
Amen. We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did the teaching by us, we praise you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled with God.
So Paul says you are an ambassador. We are an ambassador of Christ. We are to serve as Christ's ambassadors to the law, that we are the representation of Jesus Christ. You saw what happened to Megan and what's her husband's name? Charles. Not Harry. They got to the state. Y'all gonna talk about us? Well, okay, you're no longer representing us. You got to be invited back. You see, when the queen was celebrating her big day, her son that was involved in all that mess, he had COVID all of a sudden. You're no longer representing us. You can't come to the party. We'll just tell everybody you got COVID. We are ambassadors for Christ. Represent him for the law. All right? For the ministry of reconciliation. Now, I said this a couple of weeks ago. All of us are not children of God. What makes us a child of God? Being born again. Confessing Christ as our Lord and Savior. You gonna tell me that an atheist is a child of God? When they're taught to hate God, those ain't his children. He created them. Okay? All right. Go to Matthew chapter 5. You can write this down. I don't want you to read the whole thing, but 13 through 16. This tells us who we are. Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. This tells us who we are. We are to serve as salt and light. Now, I was always saying that salt brings flavor. I heard a preacher preaching the other day, and he said salt keeps stuff from dying. Salt preserves things. Anybody that's in here that do any canning? You sprinkle salt on your greens to take the bitterness out of them. Changes the flavor. But it also keeps things from dying. I know Mother Kimmins, when she used to cut up apples, put them in water and put salt on them to keep them from turning brown. Keep them from dying. So who are we? We represent Christ, the big C. Uh-huh. And the big C is the only plan that God has for the world. We are salt and light. We are salt and light. Look at Galatians 2 and 20. Let's read that one. 2 and 20. This is telling us who we are. We are ambassadors, right? We are salt and light. What's the next thing? Galatians 2 and 20. What does it say?
The old self has been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live,
the past lives in me. So I have lived in this earthly body by trusting in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
So if the Spirit of the Lord lives inside of us, we must be a vessel. That's what holds things. Vessel holds things, right? So we are vessels, and the Spirit of the living God lives inside of us. That means we don't act certain ways. We don't say certain things. We don't do certain things. And if we go certain places, they already feel uncomfortable because our presence is there. I was laughing a couple of years ago. I went to a birthday party, and somebody made this grand announcement, like it was the Royal Highness, "Here come the pastor." I was like, dude, you got a big mouth. You should have seen the red cup. It was the cigarettes. They went to hide and stuff. I said, y'all ain't got to hide nothing because I'm here. Jesus already saw you. So get the cards out. Let's play some cards. And don't get mad because I was talking smack. That's what they was doing. But it was the way in which, you know, it's done. We're individuals. I just represent the church. I'm glad for the respect. I am glad for the respect. I was with my family on yesterday, and my oldest cousin, she said, you know I got a bad mouth. I'm trying to respect you while we sit over here. I'm going to thank you, Jesus. Because don't I want to hear all that today. Glad I'm here. Everybody say, thank you, I'm here, because she's not going to be cutting up. But we are vessels, and the Spirit of the Lord lives inside of us. And when we get in the presence of darkness and unbelievers, they should feel a little uncomfortable. They should want to change. This is why we ought to value our gift of being members of the local church. I got one more scripture that I want us to look at. First Corinthians chapter 3. This is what we don't want to do. First Corinthians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. We do not want to do this. And I'm just about done. When we talk about valuing your church membership as a gift, you don't want to do this. Somebody read it for me.
For he yet part, but whereas there is among you envy, strife, division, are ye not common and walk with men?
So this is what we don't want to do. We don't want to be immature. We don't want to lack faith. This was Paul talking to the church of Corinth, one of the churches that he founded and organized. He taught them the word of God, and he had to leave to go on a missionary work. And while he left, all Hades broke loose. They just started doing from everything. They forgot the teaching of the teacher. So what is it, Pastor? We don't want to have division in the church. When you treasure your membership as a gift, you're not the problem. You're the solution to the problem. So there is no division in the church. We are not immature in our faith. If we can believe God for Mother Mays, then we can believe God for everybody and everything else. We can rejoice and be glad on her behalf, because you might be celebrating her this month. You're going to need somebody to celebrate you next month. So rejoice and be glad. We don't want to be carnal. That think like the world, act like the world. We want to be able to get the sincere meat of the Word of God. When the Word of God comes forth, we want it to make us better and not bitter. To make us stronger, make us wiser, because we want to be a healthy church. Amen? So as we continue to study through this book, our guests, thank you for coming today. You got a gift from us. Read the book so that you can help your church be a healthy church. Amen? So that you can be a healthy church, because you're not representing the local body. You're not just representing the local body. I know Sister Kamisha told us that on Wednesday night, Thursday night. We're representing the church. We represent Pastor Black, but you also represent Jesus Christ. Amen? Let's clap our hands for the word on today. Anybody have any thoughts, questions, or comments? We're gonna dismiss together. So we're both there.
Yeah, I remember when they had a similar lesson about, you know, maybe people don't want to hear the word to go to the church, start using the word want to go worship with.
Yeah.
And I used that, and that
worked. Yeah, that worked. Change it up. You got to change it up. You got to spell it differently. Any other thoughts, questions, or comments before we prepare to give our benediction, Mother?
Well, I was just going to say, having been a member for most of my life, I had never had an opportunity to study this book. And some of the information I was familiar with, but it also allowed me to receive new concepts, the new ideas, so that I could apply my membership in my church differently.
Yes,
and I have grown or will grow from the experience of wanting to bless them.
Amen,
amen.
Thank you, Mother, for being my
heart. Jesus, Pharaoh, thank you. Had to let your go bag, got to you because it was always, that was the only someone had for me. Amen. Amen. Let's receive our benediction before we roll mother out and be a part of our benediction. Amen. 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 I don't think the ones that I refer to yet, but
we're all together. Amen. Amen. Let us stand to our feet. Amen. Oh, I moved away from the phone. Oh, they can hear me? Okay. Wonderful. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we just thank you for this lesson on today, talking to us about the little C and the big C and how we play a great role in the church, the plan that you have for the world. Let us not miss the assignment. Let us not get it twisted. Let us remember who we are. We are ambassadors. We are salt and light. We are vessels. We are mature people of faith, growing in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are a loving church. We are a forgiving church. We are a body of believers that know that God is our Savior, that he gave his son Jesus to die on the cross for the remission of our sins. And for that, we are eternally grateful. And we're grateful for this local body. We're grateful. Hallelujah. We are grateful. We are grateful for this local body that we come together and fellowship and love on each other and learn of your word. And then to carry out the assignment that you have called us to help change this world. And now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us, hence now and forevermore. What I say unto one, I say unto all. Watch, pray, live holy every day. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around me.
shout. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise.
Every praise.
God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up and pray. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise. It's to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah. To our God. Glory, hallelujah. It's to
praise.
It's to our God. Let's take it up one more time. Every praise. Come on, everybody. Every word of worship. With one accord. Every praise. Every praise.